Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
/ rap singer.
Do you understand what Ike and I are saying about the mix, though?
Yeah, but it's the first two records.
Yeah.
It really is. It's the first two.
I just think you need to work on your ear.
Yeah, but you gotta dig in the crates every once in a while. You got to understand where this came from.
Right.
It wasn't always glossy.
Right.
All right. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
94?
You get your 232 pack. Yeah, had to be.
I seem like 93 or 94.
Yeah, you know what? I was still in high school.
Yeah,
so
I
graduated in 94. So
okay.
I might have been 92.
Okay.
Yeah. I was born in 94.
There you go. Who cares?
We know.
Nobody cares.
People forget that.
We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies and Pete's gift cards, the gift that always fits, always gets used. Find a retailer near you at chickiesandpete's.com. An interesting Twitter question today. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Which do you feel more today? Excited, Eagles are back, or meh, it's just the Raiders?
Yeah.
What do you think the poll is at?
The day after the game,
yeah,
I'm thinking people are excited the Eagles are back. Maybe not overwhelming, but it's got to be in the 60s somewhere. Let's go 63%.
54% meh, it's just the Raiders.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That actually is stunning. Now,
wow.
Just let them listen to me for about 2 hours.
You'll flip them.
We'll switch it the other way. They'll hear me say, meh, it's the Raiders, and they'll go, you know what? We're back.
Yeah.
Yeah, 215.
Can't be on the same side of Spike.
No, absolutely not. 215-592-9494. Colin in Limerick, you're a WIP. What's up, Colin?
Spike.
Yes, yeah. Colin.
Hello.
Ike.
What's up, Colin?
At the game last night, it's been a while since I have called. I've had time to focus and think. My doc got me on some new medicines to calm me down a little bit, and so I'm not such a loud rager. But
okay.
It has given me time to think and reflect about this team. And I'm in the middle. Last week with the Chargers, I understood that the Chargers' offensive line is trash. This week, it was the Raiders, but it was nice, especially with being there. I get to one game a year, win it on a charity, like a silent auction. And it looked like I told the 15-year-old they've looked like the same team as last year. But, again, it was the Raiders. And you're absolutely right. It looked like they didn't want to be there by halftime. But it was still nice to see they didn't give up on the run game. Like, it just looked like last year.
You know what it reminded me of, Colin, now that you say that? So Embiid had 39 points on Friday night. And we did a podcast So we did a podcast on Saturday morning, and sometimes things are just nice to watch, and they don't really mean anything.
Right.
So Joel having 39 was great. It was nice to watch. It was fun. I still don't believe he could stay healthy for a whole playoff run.
Right.
So I can, but it was nice to watch. So Colin, I sort of agree with you in that. It's been so long since we saw an Eagles game that we all feel good about. It was nice to watch them play well. But I have trouble making any conclusion based on how they played because of who they played, if that makes any sense.
No, I agree. But the one thing is, like, if they would have lost, man, like, it
yes.
snowballs. Losses snowballs. And it was getting – it had already gotten to that point. So for them to break what was going on and hopefully be able to build on it and get into the playoffs hot with some momentum – you never right. know, man. I mean, look, and hopefully we'll be blessed with having a healthy team throughout the rest of the year. And look, Devontae Adams went down. Puka Nacua, who knows what happens with him? But he has injury issues all the time. It's the NFL. It's sports. Not just the NFL. It's sports, period. If you can get some momentum going into those playoffs and have health on your side, the team has shown, and it's dude, Mailata isn't the same. Landon Dickerson looks like he's playing on one leg. They need to be able to get healthy. The offensive line, they look tired. The defense for a couple games looked tired as well. If they can, there's a little bit of hope if they can build on this, get some momentum, guys, and go into this with some luck and some health. And you never know what can happen. It was a great game to go to. It's nice to talk to you guys. Yo, Ike.
Yes.
I guess you and Hugh were must have been talking. I was trying to say hi to you, or whatever. But you guys,
like, yesterday,
interrupt whatever. I mean, it's not like you guys don't see each other at work enough. You're talking like.
When were you trying to say hello?
Are you okay, Colin?
Yeah. Are you all right?
Yeah. So when you were at the game, you and Hugh were talking.
Where were we? Were we on the pregame stage? Were we on the field? What are you talking about? When?
Oh, well, I didn't know there was different things going on.
Well, I'm around the guy for three damn hours. You think we sat in the same place? If you said, like, we ignored you. I mean, what were you saying? We were talking.
All right. So we had just walked in the gate. So... you guys, is that this pregame?
Colin!
Bro. Okay. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Colin, Colin, I'm going to save Ike from this. Yeah. I'm going to say, where did you attempt to talk to them? Where were they standing?
They were standing, on a stage, like right where
okay.
we were in the gate.
So like, let me ask you something. You know what?
The pregame show.
Yeah, exactly. They were doing a pregame
yeah,
show.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, they were talking to each other because they were doing a radio show, Colin.
It's wild.
Why was that?
Colin needs to get off that medicine.
Yeah, was that hard? That wasn't that hard, was it?
He's like, well, you talk to him, so you see him every day. Why were you talking to Hugh? Because he was doing a radio show with him. He was doing a radio show, Colin. I couldn't let you be mean to him. Right. I was going to be mean to him. Because clearly he wanted to say hello to you.
Yeah.
If I could, this is my advice for anyone who's listening who wants to say hello to Ike at an Eagles game. Do it when he's not doing the radio show.
Right.
Will be the actually is the best time to do it is when he's walking somewhere when he's not on a stage
right.
with a microphone in front of him talking to one of his co-hosts. That would be the worst time to do it.
And you know, we get fans that literally try to talk to you
while you're doing the show. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So I wasn't able to see from the broadcast. There was no standing ovation when the offense went onto the field.
No,
I heard they didn't even announce Jalen's name.
Well, they announced the defense, I think.
Well, like when he was running on the field. Like usually they do something like they.
Oh, they announced the offense.
They announced the offense taking the field or something.
They announced a player's name?
I don't know. Yeah,
I don't think so.
I feel like they do. Huh. I don't know.
You mean as he's taking the field?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever paid attention.
It was funny because we talked about it. I didn't think there was much energy for it, so I figured it wasn't going to happen. But then on Saturday, there's all these like fan pages, all these Eagle fan pages, and it all – none of them named us. But it all said Eagles fans are trying to get a standing ovation, and everyone in the comments seemed to be very positive about it. So I was thinking, maybe the standing O will happen. But then when nobody said it, I couldn't see on TV. When nobody said anything about it, I assumed it didn't.
You will be happy to know no one booed either yesterday.
Well, they didn't give him a chance.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. that's a very good way to keep him from booing. I'm going to ask Jordan about the potential standing O and booing. And I know he won't. he'll give me the stock answer. I know he'll say they're allowed to boo if they want to. I know, but I'm going to try to read his eyes to see what his answer would be. So it was one of those weeks for Jalen. We had one last year, and he played well in this game. Here is
we had one last year.
Well, we had one of those. We had the Pittsburgh game.
Yeah.
Here's what Jalen said after the game last night.
Everybody's watching. It just comes with it. And it hasn't changed. You know, I think everybody needs to remember where I come from and how I'm built. So I just want to lead in the right way, set the right example. Done the same thing since I went to the University of Alabama and, you know, everything that's been in front of me. So it's no different now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Not quite is that what y'all wanted to see.
It was the same thing, though. Everybody needs to remember who I am and how I'm built.
Yeah, it's where I come from.
Yeah. Wow. And you know what? As much as I, honestly, I'm just being honest with everybody, as much as I roll my eyes when he says it, he earned the ability to say it. He did win Super Bowl MVP.
Right.
He did play well in the game. He was questioned all week. Whether it was a reality that he should be benched or not be benched, it was certainly a talking point for many because he was not playing well at all. And if he goes in there and he plays well, he certainly has earned the ability. Now, inside, rolling my eyes, outside, I will say he has earned the ability to say, you know, to take a little bit of a victory lap.
I actually thought about you, too, yesterday when he said that. I was like,
oh, really?
I was like, yeah, this ain't going to sit well with him.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, he played well. So he deserves to say it when he plays well.
Yeah.
And you know what? He could have been a lot. He's always even. Anything he does, whether it's positive or negative, in the after-game press conference, it's all within the Jalen zone. None of it is too negative when it's negative,
right.
And none of it is too showy when it's showy. It's all within the, you know, between 4 and 6 on a scale of 1 to 10.
That's true, yeah.
So can you be that upset with it? You really can't.
Right.
You know?
I tell you what. I heard that. And I know a lot of people think, well, he's talking to you guys. He's talking to you, WIP. He's talking to you fans out there, this, that, and the other. I think he was kind of talking to people in the building. I think he was kind of letting people know in the building, you guys need to remember who I am and where I come from. Because a lot of this is about Jalen, you know, all the rumors and stuff, right?
Yeah.
About Jalen reluctant to change and reluctant to do this, and they want him to do a little more of that, and that sort of
not
thing.
Not listening.
So, yeah, so his leadership is being questioned, as well as his style of play.
Yeah.
And whether or not he's putting it all online. So he's sort of like, some of y'all have forgotten how we got to where we're at. This is how I do things. This has been successful for me. You guys need to remember. You need to remember what it is that, I mean, listen, 10 months ago, he was hoisting a trophy.
Yeah.
Right? Like he was. He was on a parade float. He was at Disney World as the Super Bowl MVP. And I don't think the questions are coming just from the outside.
That's what I wanted to say.
I think questions are coming from the inside.
It is a little bit of the call is coming from inside the house in the horror movie. You know, is that.
Well, we're not the one leaking.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It was all coming from. not all, a lot of it was coming from inside the building. Mm-hmm. Who it was coming from, who knows?
Don't know,
but,
yeah.
But it was going to enough different sources, all from with sources within the team, mm-hmm. to tell you that there were certainly people within that were questioning his ability to do what they needed to do. So I agree, it could certainly be at them. It's not, when we talk about all the people that reported it, we all think that they're reporters.
Which reporter didn't report it?
Like, right, yes. Right.
I mean, Jeff McClain did a podcast. Like, yep, he reported it. And Kemsky reported something. Like,
yep.
Yeah, national guys reporting
D-Gun
stuff.
D-Gun
reporting stuff.
Yeah.
Diana Rossini. So a lot of this stuff was coming from somewhere, and it wasn't coming from here.
No. There's a big difference between us questioning whether he can do something and the team questioning whether mm-hmm. he can do something. And if I were him, I would take a lot more personal offense to the stuff coming from inside the team.
I think he does.
Than me.
He doesn't listen to us.
No. I don't think he cares.
No.
I don't think he cares. 215-592-9494. You know what I care about? I care about your windows.
Yep.
I care about your doors. Because quite frankly, it's cold as hell outside. And there's no way that with those old drafty windows, the cold air isn't coming inside your house. And particularly at night when you're trying to sleep, you hear those, you know, that air coming through your old drafty windows. Call Guida right now by the end of the month. Their big year-end sale is going on right now. How big, you ask me? 40% off every window, 40% off every door. That is 40% off every energy-efficient, triple-pane, expertly installed window. 40% off any door. It could be your garage door. It could be your front door. It could be a sliding patio door. Whatever it is, 40% off there. And Guida doesn't stop there. No. They let you start your project with no money down. They give you up to a year to pay it off with no interest. Amazing. This doesn't go forever. It's only going to go through December 31st. All prior sales are excluded. But as I say always, doesn't matter because this one is the best. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. Get all the details. Get yourself a free no-obligation in-home estimate. Or go to GoGuida.com. That's GoGuida.com.
I will say this.
Yes, sir.
Don't go out there and lose Saturday, though.
Well, that will change.
Yes.
You want everyone to say it was just the Raiders, then lose on Saturday.
Yeah, I was just saying for Jalen, he had your moment yesterday.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, we still got games to play.
They do.
So you may shut some people up for a day.
Yes.
But they'll still be here waiting
and
the next game.
The interesting thing for the Eagles right now is that their chance of getting the one seed is almost zero.
Mm-hmm.
Their chance of getting the two seed is more not likely than likely.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like largely, and their magic number to win the division is only one at this point.
Yep.
So one win or one Cowboys loss. So I think it'll be an interesting final 3 weeks, especially if their playoff position gets locked early. Like if it gets locked on Saturday, you know, that they are, if enough happens that really locks them into the three seed, mm-hmm. those two games are still, I think, given how they've played this year, important games for them to play well. Regardless of what their playoff position is, because they're going to be at home.
Yeah, and you want to go into the postseason on a positive note.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Joe in Harleysville. You're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Have a good day.
Hi, Joe. This is Buzz. Yep. Hey, Joe.
Yeah. Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Joe? Yeah.
What were you just doing?
I'm walking out of Lowe's. I'm in Kentucky.
Okay.
And the only thing I got yesterday was some good football games, and I missed the Eagles game.
All right. Well, then, Joe,
this is going to be a good take.
Yeah, Joe, you didn't even see the game. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead. No. Well, why not?
Spike, I have to agree with Spike.
Nice.
It's the Raiders. Yeah. That's why they won. The Eagles are a good team. I think they're a borderline excellent team with the talent they have. But there's a huge disconnect somewhere in there. And because the team is basically the same team we had last year, but something else is wrong that caused all this chaos. Because that's what it looks like the last prior 3 weeks. It looked chaotic. Like, when was the last time the offensive line looked as bad as it did? Even with plug-ins.
Yeah.
You know?
So you didn't even watch the game.
Wrong.
It's tough.
No, there's nothing wrong.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Joe.
How's it feel with the guy that agreed with you?
Well, yeah, I can't have the first guy that agrees with me have not even seen the football game. Now, I give Joe a lot of credit. He's listening in Kentucky while he's shopping, decides to call, didn't even watch the Eagles game. That one's tough for me. I mean, that I'm going to be honest. That's a tough look for me. I wonder if he mentioned that to Buzz. Buzz, did he mention that he didn't see the football game?
No. Did not mention it.
Okay. All right. Okay. That should be I guess it should be standard. I can't even blame Buzz for that one.
Well, it's like
we assume when you call, you watch the game.
Yeah.
Or it's like when Herb calls sometimes for baseball, and he's like, "Yeah, I didn't see the game."
No. Yeah. No. Why would you?
Yeah.
Why? He's so busy.
Yeah.
He's so busy.
215-592-9494. Let's try Steve in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Steve?
Was it good, Fritz?
Yes.
Mike.
Hey, Steve.
What up, Steve?
This is all about Ike trying to pipe up the fan because they played the Raiders. First of all, the Raiders can't even beat Villanova. So
that's not true.
Let's not even go there. But
did Villanova beat Tulsa State?
Come on, man.
Well, I mean, it was a close game the last time I was watching.
You're right.
Yeah, you didn't know Nova Raiders, was on Saturday, did you? See, Nova was in the playoffs Saturday. You didn't even watch the game.
Did you have money on the cash?
I did not.
Okay.
The Raiders can't beat them, though. But listen.
Yeah.
This is all about Ike. It's not about Spike and Fritz. It's all about Ike. All right,
okay.
Ike.
Yes.
You watch all the games, right?
Of course.
So who's
twice.
So
I even rewatched it this morning. I rewatched it this morning.
Man.
All right. I'm talking about the Eagles. I'm talking about.
Oh.
What's the best division in football?
NFC West.
In the NFC.
NFC West.
Exactly. So you got a team, right, from Santa Clara that everybody's sleeping on. The
San Francisco?
Wait, hold on, man. Let me get this out. All my friends are going to talk about this. Okay. You got a team from Santa Clara, right? The 49ers actually play in Santa Clara. 10-4. Is quietly knocking teams down, right? Once Seattle knocked the Rams off, the 49ers might be the number one seed.
Nope.
So you don't think Seattle could beat the Rams?
I'm talking about the 49ers. And you're a Niners fan. You're a Niners fan.
You're right.
Yeah, I know. Right. I know, so I'm talking about the Niners. Your Niners are a fraud team.
Are we a fraud?
Fraud team. Who have they beaten?
We beat the Rams.
NFC West opponent, right? A divisional opponent. Yep, divisional opponent. Yep. Who else?
Yeah, but
they had the easiest schedule. Yeah. Hold on, they had the easiest schedule coming into the season. Yeah.
No, you're right.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Didn't the Eagles have that same schedule last year?
Nope. Or last year, maybe. Last year. Well, no, they couldn't have had it. They couldn't have had it the year before. They made the playoffs. So how do you get a last place schedule?
No, the Eagles. No, this year y'all had a hard schedule because y'all won a Super Bowl.
Well, in 2023, we made the playoffs still.
Super Bowl. Right, and we had that hard schedule with all the injuries. So when people complain about injuries, we lost our whole. Warner might come back. Bosa's out. Everybody out. We just got a bunch.
Steve, I don't really care. No, I don't really care. If the 49ers happen to make it across the country here for a playoff game, we're packing them up and sending them back to Santa Clara. That's what we're doing. Pack them up, send them to Santa Clara. You know it. Brock Purdy's not coming in here and winning a game. What happened last time Brock Purdy came here?
We blew y'all out.
Oh, that's right, I forgot.
I was talking about the NFC Championship.
In the playoffs.
I forgot about the regular season
game. No, not the playoffs.
I know, now you're right. I misspoke there. I forgot about that game. I was thinking about the playoffs.
I forgot about all of
2023. I did, yes.
Last question.
Yes.
People always talk about Sean McVay, but do people know that Sean McVay is under Shanahan's tree?
Yes.
Eggs. But people don't know that. I listen to the radio. They're talking about Sean McVay, the best coach out there.
Well, you can be part of somebody's tree and be a better coach than them.
Come on, Shanahan's a good coach.
He's not better than Shanahan, man.
Well, hold on. Sure, Andy Reid's better than Mike Holmgren.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can be
checkmate.
Yeah. McVay could be part of the. Everybody thinks Shanahan's a good coach for sure. Let me ask you this, Steve. Can I guess? Are you our age? That's the only way that somebody here could be a 49ers fan.
Yeah, I'm. Okay. And I watch a lot of Eagles football, and they stunk for all these years, and they finally went on a run. Last year was that was great.
So let me guess, you jumped on that.
2017, yeah. That was great. You know what I mean? But besides that, Ike teams, they had chances, but McNabb would choke.
Yep.
They had Todd Pence. Listen, if Donovan had this talent that Jalen won, they'd have won four in a row, guys.
Agreed.
What have the 49ers won? What have the 49ers won since 1994?
The last time he was one, I was 12, man.
I know. That's when you became a Niners fan. That's when you jumped on that bandwagon. Sanders went out there, you joined the team.
Yeah.
I know it.
You're right. Exactly right.
All right. Okay. I appreciate the call, Steve. Look, I'm going to need some A callers out there because we've had C-minus callers today, and that is being generous. I have one guy.
We started off with A caller.
Corey was great. Corey is an A caller. Corey, don't be offended.
Although the beeps were back.
Yeah. And that's the second call in a row. Your phone's been beeping. We got to get past that. I thought we were past that. But since then, it's been guy who didn't see the game. Guy's a 49ers fan from West Philly for some reason. Here are two things. You got to be an Eagles fan. And also, you have to have seen the game yesterday. Is there anybody there? Do we have anybody? All right. 215-592-9490. You're not allowed, to make any declarations about yesterday's game unless you're an Eagles fan and you also saw the game. You have to have seen the football game. All right, coming up next.
We want you to put up a better fight.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because how's anybody supposed to fight you if you said you didn't see the game?
Well, I did have one slip up.
Yes.
I forgot about the 2020 game.
He got you there.
I completely forgot about it.
Yep. All right.
I put that out of my memory.
Coming up at Chickies and Peace tonight, 6 o'clock, there will be the Jordan Mailata Show. Then the Players Lounge is at 7 with Ike and Hugh and Elliot. And this week's guest is Cam Jurgens. 215-592-9494. So you back in, you feel better, or was that just the Raiders and you got to see more? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The holidays are here and playoff football is in the air. Now, whether you're celebrating with family or you're fired up for a festive tailgate, Dietz & Watson has everything that you need. Serve the official hot dog with the Philadelphia Eagles, plus delicious sausages, premium meats, and artisan cheeses to make any holiday spread shine. And for those busy holiday errands that you have to run, guess what? Grab some of those high-protein Dietz nuts. Meat snacks, perfect on the go. Dietz & Watson premium meats and artisan cheeses proudly crafted since 1939. Visit DietzandWatson.com to find a retailer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.